It was the day of my father's funeral. I woke up in the basement of my parents' home and slowly walked up the stairs, reflecting on what it meant to no longer have my dad in my life, to never hear his hearty laughter and never see his brilliant smile again. I was only 34, and my dad had been a big influence on my life. I opened the front door to get some fresh air and noticed a letter tucked under the doormat that was addressed to the Brust family. Hoping to spare my grieving mom from having to read what I suspected was yet another sympathy card, I opened the envelope and found inside it a piece of paper that had been folded several times. The gesture seemed to suggest that the contents were important, that the note shouldn't be ignored or tossed in a pile with similar sentiments. I carefully unfolded the paper, revealing a handwritten letter from someone I didn't know. I learned from her letter that she was a neighbor who lived directly across the street, and she was almost due to give birth to her second child. The letter began as most sympathy cards do. "I'm terribly sorry for your loss." But then she shared something that stuck with me all these years later. "I never knew Gunther. We never spoke a word to each other, but I would gaze out my window every day and watch him build a birdhouse or a new piece of furniture in the backyard, putting up a new fence, and fixing things that needed repair. I watched him do these things with a smile on his face, and I thought to myself, wow, I hope that my husband will be the kind of man Gunther is. He gave me hope and inspired me to have a beautiful home and family, too. He changed my life, and he didn't even know it. Now, I want you to know it." Tears welled up in my eyes, and I couldn't speak as I took the letter to my mom. I had always thought of my dad as a simple man who loved nature, stories, and a good laugh several times a day. But I realized that day, and again later at his celebration of life, that my dad influenced people in many ways, some obvious and some not. And so I was inspired to understand the nature of influence. What causes people to be influential, and why? What traits do people have in common that influence the world for the better? I knew one thing for sure. I wasn't searching for typical answers found on the internet or in one of the hundreds of books written on the topic. I wasn't interested in antiquated definitions of influence that pit getting versus giving, or manipulating versus inspiring. I knew that those who ignite profound change in our world have often acted as sacred messengers of a higher order of influence. Their influence, in fact, is not necessarily neatly packaged. It grows in depth and richness as it is embraced and experienced. So my journey had begun. I wanted to explore the mystery of influence from all sides and angles. I attended talks with inspirational speakers and received training to become a speaker myself, eventually being guided to train messengers around the world to have more influence. I interviewed accomplished business owners about their influence and success, and then dove into entrepreneurship myself in the field of public speaking and sales training. I studied with spiritual mentors to understand influence from a different angle. Each experience and each conversation led me to observe influence from yet another perspective. My explorations expanded before me. Anytime I started to think that I finally had a handle on what influence was, I would inevitably be guided to new conversations with people who shared with me what influenced them to make lasting changes and how they influenced others. I witnessed my own impact on my public speaking clients in ways that I could not predict. While I observed, researched, and interviewed, I read everything I could about the finer subtleties of influence and learned much more. Yet, there was one powerful text that I continued to come back to, a wisdom text that invited me to experience over and over again the nature of true influence, the Tao Te Ching. Influence and the Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching is a collection of 81 verses written over 4,000 years ago by Lao Tzu, a Chinese prophet. He wrote it in response to a desert gatekeeper, Yin Shi, who begged him to record the profound teachings he had been sharing. Many scholars consider the Tao Te Ching one of the wisest books ever written. When applied to influence, the principles of the Tao Te Ching shift the fabric of our thinking and behaviors to help create a vibrant world of growth and potential.